chicken pocket.
I didn't want to come off as more of a, you know, sour grapes, but can't do that. I think you can maybe reconsider the vote, but you can't reassert the same motion, I don't know. But we did.
I heard that, I'd like to reassert my motion.
We just have to ask for an interior.
Yes.
There's such a thing as a reconsider.
It is reconsidered.
Yeah, she just made the motion, you made the motion, yeah.
I moved it again.
Moved it all over.
And really, the first time you said it, you just, the motion was, I thought you just said postpone. The second time you said postpone, you called up the sheriff.
Postpone is.
The following day or another day, table is for, to be able to take, not to table it.
Oh, you did table.
I tabled one, the first one.
Yeah.
Because I knew we were going to pull it back off and see it that day.
Yes.
I did postpone to the call of the chair, but so he could pull it back off the table if he wanted to, because I didn't know which direction we were going with it.
And everything else looks good, does say Chair Shaw, Congressman Shaw, Chairman Shaw, Chair Shaw.
The second one is missing Chair Shaw.
Are there any, other than postpone, the change in the vote tally, or other changes to the minutes?
No. Much to the approved minutes after.
Motion made by Congressman Marshall to approve what's minutes.
I'll second that, and I don't know if this is the appropriate discussion. I'm just looking at the committee intent right here. Do we want to discuss that right now? This, it's really not about the minutes, but I know that, it's not about the language that's in the minutes. I wanted to talk about that because we received something. Would it be appropriate to talk about it right now while we're talking about the minutes?
It's just about the approval of the minutes. We'll discuss now. Did you second your motion?
I did.
Okay. So right now, the business on the table is whether to approve the minutes or not. Is your discussion in effect then?
No, but just, I want to discuss that.
I'll allow it after the finish.
Okay, great.
Okay. No further discussion. All in favor of approving the minutes as amended, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no.
We do have that packet that we asked for with the committee intent in it. I don't know if anybody else reviewed it in their email. I reviewed it briefly. They did send us some of the information. I think we need to have somebody take a look at that and see if it's in a form that is understandable. I don't know if the budget analyst would be the person or our congressional attorney. But I think that it's something we need to take a look at. So I just wanted to call that to your attention to make sure that we feel like it's proper. Okay?
All right.
these contracts were signed, if you all agree to this waiver at this time, what we would be waiving is not only that in no event shall any lawsuit or legal proceeding be brought in a tribal court of the Osage Nation to resolve any claim or dispute arising from any services covered by this agreement, but also that it can be brought in the United States District Court for the Northern District, which is what is in the bill, or the State District Court sitting in Osage County, or Tulsa County, Oklahoma. I completely disagree with those waivers. If we are going to have to waive sovereignty, it should only be to the federal court. I was not able to talk to the treasurer before I came over this morning, but I do believe this did not have to be out for bid due to the low amount.
Okay.
That was one question you had for me. Also, if we are going to waive any sovereign immunity, I would like either or both a mediation clause or an arbitration clause, which is pretty typical, instead of going straight to a lawsuit.
And there are none in that one?
There are none. And I talked to Dr. Shaw earlier, and the chances of any of this happening are almost zero. However, we have to do things the right way. And I have to tell you what I feel is the right way. And I completely object to whatever sovereign immunity in the contracts themselves, especially. This is not to our benefit. If we had been given the chance, this began June 22nd, and as I stated, my office received it, I personally received it on behalf of my office at 3:30 yesterday. We could have negotiated some of these items. I talked to the bank's attorney, Gary Bateau, that's how you say his last name, this morning. He doesn't have a firm grip on what the waiver of sovereign immunity is. He said the bank wasn't requiring one, yet he's the one that came up with this language in the master agreement for Treasury Services.
The same language is in the waiver of sovereign immunity in the bank loan, or the loan would be okay for the branch and the Danny loan.
That is correct.
Are you referring to the waiver, the resolution for the waiver of sovereign immunity is identical language in the resolution that we waived for BOK for the loan? Is that what you're saying? The language of the resolution is the exact same?
I'll just read it just briefly. It says, a limited waiver of the Osage Nations at the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprises immunity from suit to provide for and permit enforcement of the loan documents. One, a waiver of the doctrine of tribal exhaustion remedies. Two, for purposes of dispute resolution and consent to jurisdiction of the United States District Court for the Northern District of Oklahoma, and then, if necessary, to the Oklahoma District Court in and for Osage County or Tulsa County, in such forms as are provided for dispute resolution in the final loan documents. And there's also a consent to arbitration, actions to compel arbitration and to enforce any arbitration awards. And then consent to the application of governing laws of the state of Oklahoma to the loan documents.
And I did look at those, Congressman. And again, even those include the dispute resolution as well as arbitration.
Yeah, and in the beginning it also does say here that in a different part of the resolution, it does, as one of the, what does it say?
to amend that contract. So what do we want to do?
Well, I think at this point in time.
I did ask Mr. Pateau, and of course, he's in a law firm. He's not in the bank itself. I told him our concerns and our need to get this done as quickly as possible, but it just was not possible for him to do it in the time limit I needed it done. Yeah. I just want everyone to know I understand the urgency in this matter, but not at the expense of the Osage Nation.
I don't know what that said, but yes, you should.
So at this time, I would do transfer the chair to Pratt. If I may, I'm just asked, would if the committee wishes to act on this recommendation and not process the resolution further, what do I want to do with the piece of legislation? I think with the Attorney General here making firm recommendations, have misgivings about the language, even if we've done others, where she wants this one to be correct and others like it to follow. So I would think that we're going to need to look at withdrawing it as we get other piece of legislation, allowing a time to work on recently submitted next month. So that would be my plan if this were to be passed out of committee with no recommendation. There may be others that have a different opinion, but that would be my plan.
I think that's what we should do at this point. I don't know that I completely agree with it. Again, we're talking about a $15,000 contract that's going to help streamline our billing processes over at the clinic, which is going to make them more efficient, better serve our people, probably make more money, probably a 0% chance that anything would happen. You know, we have a waiver of sovereign immunity already with BOK that is basically the same or very similar language. I'm agreeable now since it's August the 3rd and we go into session in a month. I would like to think that we could act on that early in the next in the session, the upcoming fall session, and get our clinic up to date. You know, they're serving our people with antiquated methods, and that's unfortunate. So, your bill, but I'll go along with it.
I was just going to assure Congressional Walker that we would get the wordsmithing done as soon as possible, not wait till a week before session. Again, I do realize the urgency. And
I think it helps set a precedent for future waivers. So.
Thank you.
I'm just going to follow up with my colleague just said about sets a precedent. Well, you know, kind of in the rhythm of kind of looking at these, oh, it's just a waiver, we've done these before, and not really looked closely at the language, kind
Shaji Health Clinic management and be okay, work toward a waiver, work toward an acceptable waiver and work toward acceptable contract and waiver language. It is written down in the way I said working agreement.
Okay,
second.
Motion. Second. Discussion. Congressman Walker.
Acceptable. Is that the right term? Should we say acceptable or improved or more favorable language? I guess acceptable because we've accepted that similar language in the past. But
my understanding of that language is that it's acceptable between both parties. In this case, Attorney General's office and I guess the law firm drafted the document.
Decision. I've always been a firm believer in our oversight duties that we have as members of Congress. Whether we're attorneys or not, we still have a role to play as a part of this government to look at these things, raise questions, and ask questions. And I'm glad our Attorney General has made that position, and it's been very clear to this committee and to me as well. I appreciate that very much. I think whenever I'm expressing just an opinion, whenever a tribe talks about a waiver, you know, of your sovereignty, that's a little piece of what we have goes away. And we have to be very cautious on behalf of our Osage Nation that we don't have too many pieces going away. And I think that the decision that you make and the intent, I believe, is being stated that from this point on, that these particular kinds of documents will go to the Attorney General. We want them to, as Congress, want them to flow through the Attorney General's office for their recommendations. And I like your word, wordsmithing, to go through and to make us in Congress feel comfortable that on our decisions to be made. That I hope that the executive is the same. Whoever's involved with this government, in Osage Nation, will be comfortable because we're working with another big entity in the big banks. And I don't want us to be in positions where our sovereignty is, the role that we have is sometimes in their hands. And we give it to them. And be very careful about that. Not only just for us, but there'll be other people that sit here in Congress, there'll be other people in the executive at times coming up, and there may be other big deals that we got to make, they will have to make. And if we get the wording right, we all have that position made, then let the world know that is our position. And that's, too, I think, is how we exercise our sovereignty. This is what we demand on our side. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Congressman.
I just want to say briefly that, you know, I like the way this is handled. I give a lot of credit to Speaker yesterday during the meeting, she really stayed on and ran down. Okay, so who looked at the contract? So thank you for doing that. But also, I'd like to make the comment too that when these waivers are placed before us, I believe the AG represents the nation as a whole, and I don't think we should ever, ever pass one of these resolutions out on the floor until we're assured that she has read the contract and has advised us on how to proceed on that limited waiver. So I think we actually need to state that.
I agree, and lesson learned that we make sure we